Let's learn Teire. We're up to Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud Beis. Yesh she'amru b'mida gasa m'loy tarva drakov. Some hold b'mida gasa, yesh some are of the opinion b'mida gasa, large measure m'loy tarva drakov, a full ladle full of dust. Let's see the Rav says. The Rav says, "Maloy tarva drakov." No. Maloy tarva drakov. Maloy kaf af roiris min hanes.
Achash.
Agasa.
You're reading the Rav.
The Rav is Maloy Ravia. Maloy tarva drakov. Maloy kaf af roiris min hanes. Achash shakol kolichus shabo. After all of the moisture of the dead.
Oh, we like talking about this.
Oh, I love it. That's why I like coming here. Like a cemetery, all the tables are perfectly lined. It's a great analogy.
You gotta think of a new thing. This place is a real rapid place. If you don't get into all the other stuff, it's a very interesting place. A lot of nice things. The best thing is Ephraim Kelavin. Yesh, go ahead. Do you want a coffee? I'll do it to you in a moment.
The Yesh Amu B'mida Gasa Maloy Tarvad Rokov. A full, delicious, full ladle. It's like a take out of a chalent. Ah, taste it. Of Tarvad Rokov. Dust of the dead. So Rav says, Maloy Kaf Af Roiris Min Hanes. After all the moisture of the dead is gone, you take a maloy tarva. That's the shear. So what shear is this for? This is a mida gasa. We're going to list now. Look at the ikum mafarshim. Ikum mafarshim. We're going to list now six things. Mishasena mifaretas shisha devarim sheshiuram hinoy lefi mida gasa. We're about to enumerate six things that the midah is a midah gasa. Gasa is large.
Right.
Okay, so I'm not sure exactly with regard to what large, what shear is this for. Maybe we'll see as we go through the Mishnah. Okay. Here it is. So he explains over here. Look at the next page. The next page on page 360. There's a chart. On this picture, he says the purpose of Maloy Tarvad is to be metamei b'oil hames. Shear Maloy Tarvad rekev min hames hametamei b'masa b'oil metamei b'masa. If I carry it, and if it enters a tent, if it enters an oil hames, he de lefi tarvad gadol shel roivim. It's a large ladle of doctors. V'shiuray kimloy chafnayim. Doctors, a tarvad is a ladle. Doctors have their own ladles, a ladle for medicine when they make medicine. You ever see a doctor who comes with ingredients and he starts pouring and he makes medicine? He's making medicine.
You're talking about a pharmacist.
A pharmacist?
Nowadays, the pharmacist does that. The doctor doesn't do it.
Pharmacist sits behind the counter and bills your credit card.
He does that too. But he chops up in the wort and the pestle.
He's chopping nothing. Everything is pre-made. Nothing. Everything there is pre-made.
The old days, they did.
The old days? The Friedekador. Okay, so that's the first thing. Midat gasim loy tarvad rakav, a ladle full of dust. Next, kim loy tar. How much is this for? That's kim loy tarvad gadol shel roifim, the fullness of a tarvad gadol shel roifim. Doctors, get back to over here. And this thing explains, hine lefi tarvad gadol shel roifim v'shiuray kim loy chofnaim shel adam beinoni. So that means that an average person, two fistfuls, like the keteres. She had the shear to go lefnayim v'lefim on Yom Kippurim. What's the shear on Yom Kippurim? Like this, two fistfuls, like this. That's what you bring in on Yom Kippurim. On Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippurim zeh, Yom Kippurim. Okay, so this is a two fistfuls of Adam Beinoni, which is equal to one ladle full of a maloy tarvat shel roifim. Two fistfuls of an Adam Beinoni is equal to one fistful, one ladle of an Adam Beinoni. Okay, so v'yesha amu b'mida gasa, back to the Mishnah. V'yesha amu b'mida gasa, maloy tarvat rakav, kim maloy tarvat gadol shel roifim. Okay, let's see back to the Rav. The doctors, their ladles are larger than other ladles. Other ladles are smaller. The doctors have the biggest ones. Which the shear is two fistfuls of a regular person. Okay, write in the Mishnah. A gris of negoyim. When it comes to a nega has the size of a gris. Is kigris hakilki? What's kilki? Kilki, it says over here in the Rav, is kechatzi pol habo makom. It's a half of a bean. Habam imokim sheshmoy Kilki. Okay, Kilki. You know where Kilki is? It's somewhere in South Africa. No, just joking. Kilki, somewhere. It's somewhere. It's a mokim. Baruch hamokim baruchu. It's a mokim. Chaim Berlin. Maybe we're sitting in Kilki.
Right now. Sounds like
it. And the beans that they manufacture in this location are larger than the average size beans.
Large beans.
The large beans. And the shear mekoyim gris hakilki, teisha adoshes is equal to 9 lentils. 9 lentils. Shalosh al shalosh merubos. 3 al 3 merubos. What does that mean? Shalosh al shalosh, 9 lentils, 3 al 3 square. Make it 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3 by 3. 3 by 3, that's the size. You take 9 lentils and you line them up. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, you have 9 lentils, you have a box. And that's equal to the size of a arbos, and the place of an adasha is arbos aros, 4 hairs. So nimsa mekoyim hagris shleishim v'sheish aros, 36 hairs. Got that? Kichatzi pol haba mekoyim. What is it? Gris. Gris a half a bean. Kichatzi pol haba. I don't have any pictures over here. Getting a little schwach. He's not giving over hairs. Kechatzi pol, half of a bean, habam mokam sheshmo kilki, vapoilim sheboi gedoilim shapoilim, ushir mokam gris hakilki, the shir of the mokam gris hakilki, the gris, which is a half of a bean, is 9 adoshes. And an adosha is 4 hairs. So 4 times, so we have over here, mokam adosha abosha, 3, 6, 9, 12. 12 times 4 is 36. You got all that? So adasha, 1, 2, 3. Each adasha is 4 hairs. Wait, I'm a little confused. Welcome adasha, arba saros, 4. So it's 4, 8, 12. Right, so why do we get 36? So 12 times. Welcome adasha, arba saros, nimsa mekoyim gris shloishim. Vishalish, and what are the hears? Arbos Saros and Isha Dasha is 4 hears. Nimsa, so how do you get 36? Nimsa, Makoy Magrish, Shleshim, Vishesh Saros, it is, wait, 3, 6, 9. I'm a little confused. What's going on? Let's see the picture. Let's see the bottom of the picture. Here it is. Meloit Havid Rakav.
The Kush.
Oy. Meloit Havid Rakav. Can Meloit Havid Gosh Lerayfim? Looks like Fisher 520. Tarvish Lerayfim Mechel Meloit Klefnam Shaladam. Okay, so the Tarvod of a doctor can hold 2 fistfuls of a person. Tarvod Shaladam who Godel Mikaf Regila. The Tarvod, this ladle, is larger than the average ladle. Got that? Tarvod Shaladam who Godel Mikaf Regila Vishiuri Esaroka Boisai Tarvod Zobi, that's called the Midagasa. Okay, then it goes Muloy Chafnaim Shal Rokav Shal Meis Metame Bimasa. So what is a Metame Bimasa? If I carry it Uva Oyel, and it contaminates the entire tent. Mishum Shazel Shir Molei Tarvod Gadol Shazohi Mido Agasa Shal Tarvod. That's the Shir. That's the Shir. Halach Lavashu Sinai and Muloy Tarvod Shal Roifim, which is Muloy Chafnaim Person Metame Oyel. Okay, Gris. Now we go to picture 521. Gris. We have a poil. A pol is a bean. A gris is a chatzi pol. Did you know that? I never knew that. A gris is a half a bean. Shir mekoy mushal gris benoni. What kind of bean? A middle bean. Then there, that's we show that there's a regular bean. There's a pol kilkli. A pol kilkli is a large bean. Shiuray mekoy mushal gris kilkli. Zumi the gasa shal gris. That's a large one. So what's the thing? Nega metami rakim yesh ba shir gris b'midasai da hagasa. Tahainu gris kilkli v'hu shir shaboyt semchos ba'adam 36 saros. 36 hairs. An area that 36 hairs grow. How do you get 36? How do you get 36? 3 times 3, what is this? 4 times 4 is 16. So how are you getting 36? 6 times 6? So what do you have 6 times 6? I don't understand when you're getting 36 years. Let's go back to the Rav. The Rav over here says, "Kegris hakil klich kechatzli pol habav mokam shoshem kelkli poilim shaboy gedelim shor poilim." The sheer mokam gris kilkli is tesha is 9 lentils. 9 lentils. Okay, so 9 lentils is shalosh al shalosh ribos, 3 by 3 square. So what's 3 by 3 square? Shalosh al shalosh ribos. Mokam adasha, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So it's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, fine. And each adasha is, so 9 times 4, I guess that's what it means. That's a year 36. Umokim adasha, arba saras. Each adasha, each lentil is 4 hears, is arba. So since there are 9 beans, 9 times 4 is 36. Got that?
Yep.
9 times 36 nimsah, mekayim ha-gris, shaloshim v'sheish shos, 36. Okay, so that's it. Next halach in the Mishnah. The next thing, ha-eichel b'yom ha-kippurim, k'chisev zagasa. B'yom ha-kippurim. B'yom ha-kippurim zeh. Ha-eichel b'yom ha-kippurim, k'chisev zagasa. Kamoyo v'ch... Kamoyo u'chigar inosa. You must eat the pit as well. Let's see here. The Rav is chisev zagasa. It's a little bit less than an egg. Kamoya uchigar inasa. Shetzarich lemayach halola. You have to crush. Shetzarich lemayach halola. You have to be memayach. You have to crush the inside. Okay, let's see the picture. The picture here says, "Ha'ichel b'makipunim k'chaseves agasa k'mo uche and it's seed. K'chaseves is a tamar shenishavshi. That's a date. A k'chaseves agasa is a dried is a date. K'chaseves tamar a date that's dry. K'chaseves agasa gedolim shevitmarim zomid agasa. That's what we want to bring in the Mishnah. All these things in the Mishnah are gasa. They're extra large. There are dates and there are dates. You can go out with this school and you go out with that school. There are dates and then there's the bashert, the gasa, the large one. Okay, so it says over here, kishe mesharim b'chosevis gasa, when you measure chosevis gasa, mesharim b'nafach, the volume, boser hapri, u'v'nafach, and including the measure, the volume, hagarin, the seed, you don't measure the distance between the seeds, so you have to crush it. That's what he means. So this is a good picture. This is where we learn something new today. So we have over here the basar, that's the end. Inside is the pit.
Correct.
And that ring around the collar, that ring is empty, hollow space. Because the mitzvah is, when you have a seed that's suspended in the middle, and you have empty space. Hollow space. Okay, so that hollow space does not count. So when the person wants to make a calculation, how much does he have to eat in order to be chayiv for Yom Kippurim, you measure the basar and the pit, but you don't measure the empty space. The
chalal,
that you don't measure. That's called the chesivas agasa. Okay, kamo v'chagarni, so only it, chatzim is the mission of kamo it, and only the uchigar inasa and its pit, but not the hollow space. V'noidos yayin v'shemen, shi'uran kipiko gedoyla. The opening in order for this to be tahar, a flask, and a shalom be tameh, is the amount of space to fit a piko gedoyla. Shalohen, umo'or. Okay, that's the next case. The pico gedoyla, to fit a large ball of thread. If the opening in the noid is large enough that a large ball of thread can fall out, then it's tar. Or we have to stop here. It's very late. Okay, we learned at least something.